You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, dozens of women went missing across the Great Basin region. Some of them were found, but their murders to this day, they remain unsolved. In a tribute to these women whose bodies were found along roadsides, Boise State art professor Lily Lee created The Great Basin Murders. It's a collection of art photographed by Carrie Quinney. And back in November, I had the opportunity to talk with Carrie and Lily about this project. And I started by asking Lily about how she began the project.
So I have been exploring these databases for a while, primarily NAMES, which is a government database with all unidentified remains and missing persons cases for the whole country. So I've been exploring cases in there for quite a few years, and then became interested in the Great Basin murders initially because there's a connection to Idaho. One of the women was found near Idaho Falls, and that kind of piqued my interest and led me to this kind of bigger phenomenon with more cases throughout the region.
Lily, we will put some photos up on our website, but can you take a minute to describe for our listeners what your pieces look like?
Yeah, so I use, kind of low-tech traditional weaving process all by hand with a loom. And I'm using thin cotton yarn that's plain white mostly to create a piece kind of the scale of a shroud for each woman. And then I'll incorporate details. So the pattern itself, the weave structure, is based on numbers significant to the case, like height, weight, age estimates, things like that. The total scale is the height of the body. And then if there are additional details like clothing, scars, nail polish, jewelry, I'll try to figure out a way to visually depict that in the work through other techniques and materials. But in some cases that there's very little information and they remain more plain.
So Carrie, you're a photographer and you documented Lily's burial shrouds for the exhibition. But it's safe to say, I mean, your photography, it is art itself. So can you talk about how the two of you collaborated, but also about your own independent creative process?
Yeah, so when Lily initially asked me to be part of the project, I was really excited because I have an interest in true crime and especially cold cases. And so when I work with her, it's really about just trying to make sure that her vision for this project is realized and that the photos really complement her weavings. And we just work together to find the right location for each of these, either simulated around town to, you know, look close to where these bodies were found, or we have made it out to some of the actual sites and taken photos really close to where the bodies were found as well. And so I try to represent the weaving itself. And, you know, Lily will, like she was saying, sew different materials and things with the weaving sometimes to represent the person. So I want to make sure that it's laid out in a way that you can see all of the elements of it. And then also so you can see the surroundings that the person was found in. So you see that landscape in many cases, which is really beautiful because we live out in the West and you see these vast and sometimes mountainous landscapes in the background. So putting all of that together and really trying to honor Lily's work with the weavings and also the individual that we're representing.
And we should note that initially there was no funding for this. So the two of you kind of had to figure out a way to document the work, but then you did get some funding, correct? So then you were able to photograph the shrouds more. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yeah. So Lily has gotten some grant funding from the Alexa Rose Foundation, and I think some other sources as well. And so I've been able to go to several of the sites in Northern Nevada recently and get photos as close as I could. You know, Lily and I will look at maps and look through the research to try to find the closest spot. But recently, and Lily can talk more about this, she's been able to go to the sites and determine even closer proximity of where these women were found.
So Lily, can you talk a little bit more about that? Because with funding comes, you know, more resources. So you've been able to go out to these sites.
Yeah. So in addition to the Alexa Rose Foundation funding, we also received a grant from the Idaho Commission on the Arts and Boise State College of Arts and Sciences. So most recently, we were able to do more research in conjunction with the exhibition because we couldn't do any kind of opening reception or gallery talk mm-hmm. or indoor activities. We decided to get custom engraved bricks to kind of work as grave markers, if you will, and leave at the locations where the women were found. So I went down there with volunteers with trained cadaver dogs, and we were able to try to piece together from old newspaper articles kind of where to go, and then also try to pick up a scent if possible, and really kind of combine those techniques to get as close as mm-hmm. we could. So in one location, we were actually really fortunate to have the son of the rancher who actually found the Jane Doe there in 1972 meet us and show us the site. In all cases, we were actually really close. Like where Carrie had taken the photos turned out to be very, very close. And with the dogs, that's kind of unconventional to even try that with something this cold. But the volunteers decided, you know, it can't hurt. If nothing else, it'll be good practice and training for them. So I'm hesitant to say that's for sure the actual sites, but we tried to kind of combine those methods.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Lily, we do know that, I mean, your art is drawing from historical events, right? I mean, these are murders, cold cases that we're talking from the 70s through the 90s, but this resonates with current conversations that we're having regarding violence against women. You know, frankly, like the Me Too movement. Did you think about that during this process? I mean, that how relevant this still is today?
Absolutely. I do think about that. In one way, also with kind of art historical examples of work that touches on those issues. There's a long history of that as well. And then also thinking about in these cases being cold cases, there is still this sort of potential for a resolution. And that's really exciting to me as well. That they're active investigations mm-hmm. that are ongoing that could be resolved.
And Carrie, same question for you. What was that like to be, you know, physically close to those spaces and to know that, I mean, here we are dealing with the Me Too movement, right? We unfortunately are still talking about these same issues when it comes to violence against women.
Right. And when I photograph these, I'm often thinking about what that person was like. And mm-hmm. many of these women are still not identified. They're Jane Doe's. And so I don't think any of us should ever assume that they don't have people who were looking for them. And, you know, they had families, they had identities. And they were cast away in these remote locations, you know, dumped there like they didn't matter. But through this work, I have a huge feeling that they did matter. And some of them were very young. One of them was actually a teenager. And so, you know, these women probably still have family out there who are looking for them that don't know what happened to them. Mm-hmm. And so I always have that sense that we have to think of these people as human beings first and not just crime victims. And, you know, it's an incredibly heavy feeling, but yeah, I think in the context of recognizing marginalized people in our communities, it's really important. Mm-hmm.
That was my November interview with Lily Lee and Carrie Quinney about the Great Basin Murders art collection and show. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Really appreciate you being a part of Idaho Matters as we mull through our way of 2021, right? Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. If you have a question or a comment or idea for the show, you can always email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have a great rest of your day. Hope you can find a little bit of joy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.